You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We will begin with an update in the trade war with China, which has perhaps begun the official cooling off period. China's government announced that it will reduce tariffs on more than 1,700 U.S. products. These cuts will kick in a week from tomorrow, and that's the same day American tariffs on some Chinese products are set to be reduced as well. Now, there was a time when this would be just an incremental step in the phase one deal. We might even note it in passing and get on to other things. But context is key here. As Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, this move comes as China is grappling with the continuing fallout from the coronavirus.
The human cost of the outbreak is growing. Hundreds dead and tens of thousands sick. When Deng Zhang teaches economics at Iowa State University, he says the risk that China's economy might not grow as fast this year has markets questioning whether the virus will
specifically impact China's ability to implement the U.S.-China Phase One deal.
He said that's part of the reason China is reducing tariffs.
This step brings some of the certainty and shows China's willingness to continue carry out the promises in the Phase One deal.
The White House has expressed concern China might need to delay some parts of the deal, like promised purchases of U.S. agricultural products. Joshua Meltzer is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says those purchases had people scratching their heads even before the virus outbreak.
Effectively, the deal requires China to double purchases, and it's not clear how this is going to be done.
Not just because there may not be enough market demand in China, but also because U.S. farmers need to ramp up production. Matt Slaughter is dean of the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth.
That depends on not just the investments they make in their seed and fertilizer and all those things, but the vagaries of the weather.
Slaughter says whether China can stay on track with the Phase One deal objectives will depend on just how bad the human and economic costs of the coronavirus turn out to be. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.